So in order to avoid any confusion, injuries, political conversations, or Heimlich maneuvers, tonight we've come up with a few simple rules for you to follow while enjoying our show. We present to you the Ten Commandments of Zounds.
I am Zounds. Zounds is the Lord, your Zounds.
Thou shalt have no other Zounds before me.
No depicting Zounds in a critique after the show, unless it's 100% positive.
Don't take Zounds' name in vain. Speak only highly of Zounds.
Always remember the date of Zounds, unless you're dying.
Honor thy producer and thy stage manager.
Zounds is a peaceful event.
Thou shalt not cheat on Zounds with other events.
Thou shalt not steal by taking any money home with you.
Or wine.
Lying is permitted if it's the only way you can tell people you enjoyed Zounds.
My name is Clint Rebick, and I'm one of the founders of Redwood Curtain Theater and the artistic director. But
I'm Peggy Metzger, and I'm the other founder of Redwood Curtain Theater, although it was Clint's idea, and executive director or something like that.
Why did you all decide to start up Redwood Curtain Theater?
Well, that was 19 years ago.
Yeah.
So we've forgotten.
No, there was there were plays that we wanted to do and company members that we wanted to work with, and we were looking for a way to do them, and that's kind of how it started. Was we were just seeing things that we wanted to produce, and we said, well, let's just do it.
Well, it's been going good so far. It's 19 years. And so how long have you been doing Zounds?
This is actually our 10th annual Zounds event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that idea come up? It's a fabulous idea to announce the season.
Oh, thank you. Well, we needed to do an annual fundraiser, and we wanted to do something different than anybody else does. And I think it was you, Clint, that came up with the radio show.
Yeah, I think I was trying to figure out a way to... We have advertisers in our playbill, and I was trying to think of a way to get more exposure for the advertisers than just in print. And then I started thinking about radio, because there's advertisement on the radio, and then that got me thinking to a radio show. And then that's just sort of how it all evolved.
And you approached K-Hum, and it was...
Yeah, we approached K-Hum. I thought that that would be a nice fit. I know that back when we started Zounds about 10 years ago, Cliff had just celebrated, either was about to celebrate the 10th or was right in there. And I knew how community-minded they were. And we'd been listening to them ever since they had started. And so I think I called them up and said, hey, I've got this crazy idea. Would you be willing to throw it on the air? And he thought that sounded pretty swell. So we did it, and it was super fun. And I thought it would be kind of a one-off. I really did. I thought, well, we'll do that, and that'll be it, and we'll go on something else. And sort of rolled around, and then the next year, it was like, huh, do you want to do that again? So I called Cliff up, and he said, yeah, I had a great time. Let's do it again.
Yeah, radio plays are so different.
Yeah.
Because you have to figure out a different way of presenting things, because you don't have the visual aspect.
Exactly. So different thing for us, and a chance for our actors to use their voice talents in different ways. So,
and your Foley sound effects are fabulous. I love it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's evolved over the over 10 years. We write more original stuff than we used to, and I think we do more music than we used to.
Yeah.
And we just have fun and be silly and like to be funny.
Yeah.
We think we're funny.
I don't know. You had me laughing several times tonight. I would definitely say funny would fit the bill for sure. So after Zounds, the season for Boba Curtain will be announced, and people can find that as well as listening on the radio. They can then find that over at your website as
you
well.
You bet. We can tease the first show because it is in rehearsal. So, and that show opens February 9th. Officially, the opening is February 11th, but it previews on February 9th, and that is called Emily, with a lovely French subtitle.
and what's that about?
Yeah. Well, Peggy can tell you a little bit more about the show.
I don't remember.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to put her on the spot. It is about a scientist.
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story. mathematician, a woman from the 1700s, whose life was not well known nor celebrated, as women scientists often were back then. And it's a story of her and her life and the...
That sounds so heady. It's actually about love and her affair with Voltaire.
Oh my gosh.
Totally.
Wow.
It's about love and philosophy, and it's really cool and theatrical.
Yeah. And part of it is she's trying to discover the equation to love. Yeah. So, you know, does such a thing actually exist?
So February 9th for the preview for that, and February 11th.
Yep. Sorry.
For the opening.
Yep. And then runs through March 4th, I think. And tickets you can get redwoodcurtain.com, the usual places. And then the rest of the season will follow.
Sounds great. Definitely looking forward to checking it out. And everybody should definitely tune in for Zounds, and that's coming up on Saturday. Sweet. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, just appreciate K-Hum, as always, for all the support that we always get from you all. It's lovely to have this partnership and be able to share that with everyone. So,
and people can get advance tickets for your shows by calling the box office. Is there any other way that they can get advance tickets?
Online.
Online?
Yep, can get everything online. That's actually the quickest way.
You can also make reservations online too. If you just go to the website, you can do pretty much anything to get a ticket.
So reserve it and then pay when you get there. Yeah. That's perfect.
Or you can pay online. So many options to see the theater.
And you also have volunteers as well.
We do. We do have lots of volunteers, and we often have spaces for ushers and concessionaires to do a little help, and then they can see the show for free. You can also find out how to sign up for that on our website.